Shabbat Shalom. Shana Tova. Welcome to everyone on the last series of services as we conclude this holiest day, this service at TBS, affectionately known as the Sunglass Service. These are not my Secret Service agents. These are just people in sunglasses who also take naps. The sun moves this way through the congregation, so it will shine on all of you for the longest period of time. You're done with sun on that side. That's just how it works. Welcome to everyone. Yom Kippur is one continuous service until the shofar is blown, and we are honored to be able to welcome all of you from the community to our service, to welcome our members and friends and guests. And we encourage you to stay till the end. It's an extra 20 minutes after Yisker is over. We will end at sundown, and we will do Havdalah to end Shabbat, but I promise you a safe and secure landing. So I do hope you all stay with us throughout the day. I want to thank Sue Cohn for playing during the reading of the names this afternoon, as she always does. It is always a gift that she gives all of us. I want to thank everybody who participated in these High Holy Days. I want to thank all the secret people in the back. It's not their fault that my face is dark. it is the sunshine. You either get sun or a shiny face, and truthfully, I'm a little tired at this point, so it's kind of good that you don't get to see all the tiredness and all the wrinkles. But we welcome all of you to this sacred journey of memory and atonement. Page 394. At this hour, Israel stands before its God. In our prayers and our hope, we are one with all Jews on earth. This people you have formed still lives to tell your praise. Today we say to our children, see this sublime design which was revealed at the very beginning and which from age to age is realized. See this people few in number to the world unknown, declaring at the beginning of its history what will be its history. See this people choose the mission which chooses it in the way it has foretold. See this people. This people you have formed still lives to tell your praise. To our friends we say, see this people exiled twice and twice surviving, teaching in its first exile the unity of God and in its second the oneness of humankind. Know this people. This people Israel lives to tell God's praise, men's hopes, women's dreams. Congregation Israel, can you not see an eternal presence abiding with your people? Can you not see in your past a story told for all peoples whose shining conclusion has yet to unfold? This people lives when it lives God's praise. At this hour, Israel stands before its God. In our prayers and our hope, we are one with all Jews on earth. We look into each other's faces, and we know who we are. We look up to our God, and we know eternity is in us. We look into each other's faces, and we know who we are. We look up to our God, and we know eternity is in us. O sovereign source of salvation, you show mercy to thousands of generations, forgiving transgression and wrongdoing. Forgive my sins, Lord. In your abundant mercy, be gracious to me. All this day, you are the one we call upon. All this day, we look to you. Heal our wounds. Forgive our failings. We come to you in penitence. And your steadfast love be gracious to us as we strive to abandon our evil ways. All this day, Lord, be with us. This day, let your power grow within us, Lord. And as parents show compassion for their children, so may you put wrath aside, turning to us in pity and love. All this day, Lord, be with us as in days gone by. This day blot out our misdeeds and inscribe us in the book of life. Stand not apart from us, O God, for you are near to all who call upon you. Forgiveness and pardon are laws of your being. To this day, Lord, you have granted pardon to your people. On this day, we lift up our hearts to you and proclaim your might. With song and praise, we approach you. We confess and forsake our sins. As in prayer, we seek forgiveness. This day and all days, we find you at our side. This day, your people knock at your door. To you, their yearning souls aspire, and upon you do they lean. Stretch forth your hand and welcome them with your redeeming word. V'atem hadvekim b'Adonai Elohechem, chayim kulchem hayom. You who hold fast to the Lord your God have found life, all of you, this day. Adonai svatai tiftach, ufi yagid tehilatecha. Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel chasadim tovim, v'konei hakol, v'zocher chaste avot, u'mevi ge'ula livnei v'neihem, lema'an shemo be'ahava. God of the past and future, God of this day, God of Israel and all the world, we know you, yet cannot name you. With our halting human speech, we say God, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, God of Sarah and Rebecca, God of Rachel and Leah, God of freedom and justice and mercy, God of understanding. You are the rule by which we measure ourselves. You are the voice we hear within us. You are the majestic one who delights in life. Inscribe us for blessing in the book of life.
The words for Zachrenu Lemancha in your folder.
Lemancha, Lemancha, Lemancha Elohim Chaim. Lemancha, Lemancha, Lemancha Elohim Chaim.
We read responsibly. Ata gibur le'olam Adonai, mechaye metim ata rav lehoshia. We pray that we might know before whom we stand, the power whose gift is life, who quickens those who have forgotten how to live. Ashiv haruach u'morid hagashem. We pray for winds to disperse the choking air of sadness, for cleansing rains to make parched hopes flower, and to give all of us the strength to rise up to the sun. Mechalkel chayim b'chassid, mechaye metim b'rachamim rabim. We pray for love to encompass us for no other reason save that we are human, that we may all blossom into persons who have gained power over our lives.
Somech noflim v'rofech olim umatir asurim umakayem emunato lishenei afar.
We pray to stand upright, we fallen, to be healed, we sufferers. We pray to break the bonds that keep us from the world of beauty. We pray for opened eyes, we who are blind to our authentic selves.
Mi chamocha ba'al givurot u'mi domelach, melech me'mitum chaye u'matzmiach Yeshua.
We pray that we may walk in the garden of a purposeful life, our own powers in touch with the power of the world.
V'ne'eman ata la'chayot meitim. Baruch ata Adonai mechaye hameitim.
Praise be the God whose gift is life,
whose
grace lets men and women flower toward the sun. God of holiness, let your glory be with us always as a holy light illuminating for us the paths of righteousness. For you are holy, your name is holy. We declare your glory day by day.
Blessed is the Lord who rules in holiness.
You may be seated. And you have my permission, any of you for whom it is uncomfortable to stand at any time during this day because of physical disability, tiredness, or fasting, you have my permission to remain seated even when I say please rise.
Now I'll acclaim you, Sovereign, the God who sits in judgment. You search the heart on judgment day.
You uncover its depths in judgment.
You command us to righteousness on judgment day.
Know our evil thoughts in judgment.
Your love is steadfast on judgment day.
You keep your covenant in judgment.
You show compassion to your creatures on judgment day.
You purify those who trust you in judgment.
You see through our masks on judgment day. You are arrayed in justice on judgment day.
Yeah, you are in rebellion in judgment.
Your splendor is awesome on judgment day.
You are in the wayward in judgment.
You answer all who call upon you on judgment day.
You act with compassion in judgment.
You penetrate all mysteries on judgment day.
You free your children in judgment.
You are merciful to your people on judgment day.
You
uphold all who live with integrity on Judgment Day. All who struggle vainly for attention. All whose faces we forget from one encounter to the next. All whose ambition exceed their skills. All whose minds are clouded or weak. All who wait in pain only for death.
And those who wait for news that never comes.
Those who are unloved with none to love.
All those widowers, abandoned husbands and wives, and
all who are deprived by the callousness of others.
And all who are made.
To all these, O God, may we respond with open hearts.
We have sinned against life by failing to work for peace.
We have sinned against life by being silent in the face of injustice.
We have sinned against life by ignoring those who suffer in distant lands.
We have sinned against life by forgetting the poor in our own midst.
We have failed to respect those made in the image of God. We have engaged in gossip and in repeated slander. We have conformed to fashion and not to conscience. We have given meager support to our houses of study. We have sinned against ourselves and paid scant heed to the life of the Spirit.
We have sinned against ourselves and have not risen to fulfill the best that is in us.
For all these sins, O God of mercy, forgive us, pardon us,
grant us atonement.
Before whom words must be true, we acknowledge our faults and our failings. Help us now to strengthen the good impulse within us.
Help us to care about wrongs from which we have been spared, to seek forgiveness for the wrongs we shall do, to forgive the wrongs that are done to us.
Create in us a clean heart and place a willing spirit within us.
Shed your light upon us, O God, that may we see the goodness in each of your children.
Our God and God of our ancestors, sanctify us with your mitzvot, and let your Torah be our way of life. May our rest on this day be pleasing in your sight. Satisfy us with your goodness, gladden us with your salvation, and purify our hearts to serve you in truth. For you alone are the one who pardons and forgives us in every generation. We have no God but you. Blessed is the Lord, whose forgiving love annuls our trespasses year after year.
King of all the world, you hallow the Sabbath, the house of Israel, and the day of atonement.
Let me hear you, Lord, when I hear my spirit soaring in prayer. May I sing because I love, not afraid to waste my sweetness upon the void, but reflecting in my soul's flight the universal God who sings through me. O God of Israel's past, God of this day, God of all flesh, creator of all life, we praise you, the Most High, for the gift of life. We give thanks, O source of good, that life endures. Eternal and infinite God, help us to use our life for blessing, to live by your law, to do your will, to walk in your way with a whole heart. We praise you, eternal God, for the blessing of life.
Sim shalom, tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Sim shalom. Amen.
source of peace, lead us to peace, a peace profound and true. Lead us to a healing, to mastery of all that drives us to war within ourselves and with others. May our deeds inscribe us in the book of life and blessing, righteousness and peace. O source of peace, bless us with peace.
This Misha Berach before Yisker is important. It's important because I don't know that there's a soul that comes to Yisker on Yom Kippur who doesn't have a brokenness in the heart. Some of that brokenness has some scars over it, and others are fresh wounds. Together, we join in prayer. This wonderful Misha Berach that washes over us and makes us feel part of a community that cares for us. Whether you are in need of a Misha Berach in mind or body or spirit, at this moment in time, this Misha Berach is for you, for your heart, for your soul, for your hurt.
Thank you.
page 409. We continue on page 450 with the service for the reading of the Torah as we continue the sacred journey of Yom Kippur together. A reminder that even when the Torah goes through the sanctuary, this is the one service where there's no clapping. We just really allow the Torahs to float through the sanctuary to be a part of us. And so we read together at the top of page 450. It shall come to pass in the fullness of time that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Then many people shall say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Eternal, to the house of the God of Jacob. And they shall say, teach us your ways that we may walk in your paths. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk by the light of the Lord. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Echad Eloheinu, Gadol Adoneinu, Kadosh Min Arash Shemo. Yes. This afternoon, we are honoring for our Aliyot TBS second generation. We are now thriving with those who grew up here, and now they are now a part of our community. Janet left, abandoned me, went to college, went and got a master's degree, and now is back. And for as long as she's here, she's taken over giving spirit to TJAM and doing so many things to enrich our community. She grew up in Minion Makers. And it is the greatest thrill of our lives to know that Temple B'nai Shalom continues through the next generation, people who come home and want to continue to make this home. As I look out in the congregation this holiday, I see so many of you who have done the same. It is my privilege to welcome for the Aliyah, Janet Christensen. And you may find the Torah portion this afternoon on page 452 and 453. And as you see, there are three sections of Leviticus that we read, so there will be skipping. It's intentional in the text.
Baruch Hu Et Adonai Hamborach.
Baruch Adonai Hamborach Leolam Va'ed.
Baruch Adonai Hamborach Leolam Va'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Hamim. Ben Natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Notein HaTorah.
Amen.
וידבר אדוני אל משה לאמור דבר כל הדת בני ישראל ואמרת עליהם קדושים תהיו כי קדוש אני אדוני אלוהיכם איש אמו ואביו תיראו ואת שבתותיי תשמרו אני אדוני אלוהיכם אל תפנו אל האלילים ואלוהי מסכה לא תעשו לכם אני אדוני אלוהיכם ובקוצרכם את קציר ארצכם לא תחלה פעת צדך לקצור ולכת קציר חלות על הקט, וחרמך לא תעולל, ופרד קרמך לא תלקט,
לעני ולגר תעזוב אותם, אני אדוני אלוהיכם. לא תגנובו ולא תכחשו, ולא תשקרו איש בעמיתו, ולא תשבו בשמי לשקר, וחיללת את שם אלוהיך, אני אדוני. לא תעשוק את רעך, ולא תגזול, לא תלין פעולת שכיר איתך עד בוקר, לא תקלח חרש, ולפני עיוור לא תיתן מכשול, ויראת מאלוהיך, אני אדוני. לא תעשו עוול במשפט, לא תישא פני דל, לא תחטא פני גדול, בצדק תשפוט עמיתך. לא תלך רכיל בעמך, לא תעמוד על דם רעך, אני אדוני. לא תשנא את אחיך ולבביך, הוכיח תוכיח את עמיתך. לא תישא עליו חטא, לא תיקום ולא תיטור את בני עמך, ואהבת לרעך כמוך, אני אדוני. מפני שיבה תקום והדרת פני זקן ויראת מאלוהיך, אני אדוני. וכי יגור איתך גר בארצכם, לא תונו אותו. כאזרח מכם יהיה לכם הגר הגר אתכם, ואהבת לו כמוך, כי גרים הייתם בארץ מצרים, אני אדוני אלוהיכם. לא תעשו עוול במשפט, בבידה, במשקל ובמסורה. מוזני צדק, אבני צדק, איפה צדק, והין צדק יהיה לכם, אני אדוני אלוהיכם, אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים, ושמרתם את כל חוקותיי, ואת כל משפטיי, ועשיתם אותם, אני אדוני.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vechaye olam nata betocheinu Baruch atah Adonai Notein haTorah
Amen. May we rise to show honor to the Torah. We are raising our Holocaust scroll, and in doing so we remind ourselves that we continue and our survival continues, but we remember every single soul who lost his or her life in the time of great pain for our people. And we commit ourselves to being those who advocate so that time never exists, not only for us, for any people.
Vizot HaTorah Asher Samosha Lifnei Bnei Yisrael Ki Adonai Beyad Moshe.
This is the Torah Moses placed before the people of Israel to fulfill the word of God.
Torah, 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 Timolanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Timolanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Torah.
Every congregation has a first, and so as Alex Eichel comes and blesses the Haftarah this afternoon, we honor the Eichel family. Alex is the first second generation member of Temple B'nai Shalom to become a board member of our congregation. She also serves as a valued member of our Hebrew faculty and treasured member of our Minion Makers community.
Alex had her bat mitzvah in 1999 and Shabbat Bereshit, so it is fitting that she is part of beginnings. I hope she is not the last second generation member on our board of directors. And I'm glad that she knows the blessing since Gary's retired. I welcome to the Bima to read the Haftarah dedicated volunteers from our congregation reading the Book of Jonah for us this afternoon, Joan Dahlberg, Brad Stein, and Rick and Marty Sinorsky. Page 456 and 57.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar Binviim tovim Veratzav adivrehem Hanemarim be'emet Baruch atah Adonai Havocher batorah, uv Moshe avdo, uv Yisrael amo, uv inviei haemet vatzedek.
The word of the Eternal came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go at once to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim judgment upon it, for their wickedness has come before me. Jonah started out, however, to flee to Tarshish from the service of the Eternal. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. He paid the fare and went aboard to sail with the others to Tarshish, away from the service of the Eternal. But the Eternal cast a mighty wind upon the sea, and such a tempest came upon the sea that the ship was in danger of breaking up. In their fright, the sailors cried out, each to his own god, and they flung the cargo overboard to make the ship lighter. Meanwhile, Jonah had gone into the hold of the vessel, where he laid down and fell asleep. The captain went over to him and cried out, "How can you be sleeping so soundly? Up! Call upon your god. Perhaps the god will be kind to us, and we will not perish."
The men said to one another, "Let us cast lots and find out on whose account this misfortune has come upon us." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. They said to him, "Tell us, who have brought this misfortune upon us, what is your business? Where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you?" "I am a Hebrew," he replied. "I worship the Eternal, the God of the heavens, who made both sea and land." The men were greatly terrified, and they asked, "What have you done?" And when the men learned that he was fleeing from the service of the Eternal, for so he told them, they said to him, "What must we do to you to make the sea calm around us?" For the sea was growing more and more stormy. He answered, "Heave me overboard, for I know that this terrible storm came upon you on my account." Nevertheless, the men rowed harder to regain the shore, but they could not, for the sea was growing more and more stormy around them. Before throwing him overboard, they cried to the Eternal, "Please do not let us perish on account of this man. Do not compel us to kill an innocent person, for you, the Eternal, by your will have brought this about." And they heaved Jonah overboard, and the sea stopped raging. The men were greatly in awe for the Eternal. They offered a sacrifice to the Eternal, and they made vows. The Eternal provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah remained in the fish's belly 3 days and three nights. Then the Eternal commanded the fish to spew Jonah out unto dry land.
The
The word of the Eternal came to Jonah a second time. Go at once to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it what I tell you. Jonah went at once to Nineveh in accordance with the command of the Eternal. Nineveh was an enormously large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah started out and made his way into the city the distance of 1 day's walk and proclaimed, 40 days more and Nineveh will be overthrown. The people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and all alike put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his robe, put on sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. And he had the word cried through Nineveh. By decree of the king and his nobles, neither man nor beast shall taste anything. They shall not graze, and they shall not drink water. They shall be covered with sackcloth, and shall cry mightily to God. Let all turn back from their evil ways, and from the injustice of which they are guilty. Who knows but that God may turn back and relent, so that we do not perish. God saw what they did and how they were turning back from their evil ways, and God renounced the punishment planned for them and did not carry it out.
This displeased Jonah greatly, and he was grieved. He prayed to the Eternal, saying, Eternal One, isn't this just what I said when I was still in my own country? This is why I fled beforehand to Tarshish. For I know that you are a compassionate and gracious God, endlessly patient, abounding in love, renouncing punishment. Take my life then, for I would rather die than live to see this. The Eternal One replied, Are you deeply grieved? Now Jonah had left the city and found a place east of the city. He made a booth there and sat under it in the shade until he should see what happened to the city. The Eternal God provided a gourd, which grew up over Jonah to provide shade for his head and save him from discomfort. Jonah was very happy about the plant, but the next day, at dawn, God provided a worm, which attacked the plant so that it withered. And when the sun rose, God provided a sultry east wind. The sun beat down on Jonah's head, and he became faint. He begged for death, saying, I would rather die than live. Then God said to Jonah, Are you so deeply grieved about the plant? Yes, he replied, so deeply that I want to die. Then the Eternal said, You care about the plant, yet you did not work on it nor cultivate it. It appeared overnight and perished overnight. And should I not care about Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not yet know their right hand from their left, and many beasts as well.
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Tzor Kol Amim, Tzadik Bechol HaDorot, HaEl HaNeman, Ha'omer v'oseh, ha'mdaferim kayim, she'kol divarav emet v'atzedek. Al ha'torah v'al ha'avodah v'al hanvim, v'al yom ha'shabbat hazeh, v'al yom ha'kipurim hazeh, shenat ha'talanu, Adonai Eloheinu, likdusha v'limnucha, limhila v'lislicha u'chaparah, Al ha'kol Adonai Eloheinu, anachnu modim lach, umvarchim otach, yitbarach shimcha, befi kol chai tamid le'olam va'ed, udvarcha emet v'kayam la'ad, baruch atah Adonai, Melech mochel v'solech lavonoteinu v'lavonot amo bit Yisrael u'ma'avir asmoteinu bechol shana v'shana. Melech olcha ha'aretz mikadesh ha'shabbat v'Yisrael v'yom ha'kipurim
Amen.
We prepare to return the Torah to the Ark as we turn to page 468. Please rise. Shechon Adonai betoch amecha v'tanuach ruchacha b'veit tefilatecha. Dwell, O Lord, among your people. Let your spirit abide within your house. Ki chol peh v'chol lashon yitnu hod v'hadar l'malchutecha. Let every human being acknowledge the splendor of your kingdom and its glory. Happy is the one who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding, for its fruits are better than silver, its yield than fine gold. It is more precious than rubies. No treasure can match it. Behold, a good doctrine has been given you, my Torah. Do not forsake it. It is a tree of life to those who hold it fast, and all who cling to it find happiness. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace.
You may be seated. Goldie Michelson became the oldest person in the United States on May 12, 2016. She was also the oldest Jew, having replaced Goldie Steinberg, who had died the year before. Want to live? Very long? Be named Goldie. In an interview with the Jewish Week in June of 2016, Goldie looked back on her 113 years and summarized her entire life in 7 sentences. 1, she lived in Worcester, Massachusetts for over 100 years. Goldie came from Russia at age 2, and except for the time she went away to college, she spent the rest of her life living in the adopted town she loved. 2, there's a theater named for her at Clark University in Worcester. Goldie had a lifelong passion for the theater, teaching theater in Worcester's Temple Emmanuel and to Jewish seniors for decades. She loved theater so much that she even had a small theater complete with a stage, footlights, and a dressing room in her basement. She gave Clark's theater funding for future generations, So they named it for her. 3, she wrote her master's thesis in sociology about Worcester's Jews. Goldie graduated from Pembroke College with a degree in sociology in 1924. As you may know, Pembroke was the women's college that eventually became part of Brown University. Her master's thesis focused on her discovery that fear of learning English discouraged many Jews of Worcester to seek citizenship. 4, she volunteered for Jewish groups and causes, like Hadassah and the National Council of Jewish Women, and she resettled Soviet Jewish refugees when they came to America. 5, she said the key to her longevity was walking. For much of her life, Goldie walked 4 to 5 miles every day. Get those shoes on. She sold her car, by the way, in 2012 at the age of 109. 6, forgive me, it's my tradition. This is my last Yisker. I have to keep up the tradition. Her favorite foods were chocolate and lobster. Even at age 113 and very healthy for her age, she still ate hot dogs and corn on the cob. And 7, she once wrote President Obama a thank you note. After she received the status of super centenarian at age 110, President Obama sent her a photograph and a letter. She felt she had to send a thank you note, even if he never saw or read it. As she remembered her life, Goldie was able to capture over 113 years in 7 sentences. Could any of us capture our entire lives in 7 sentences? What can we learn from this super centenarian? We can sum up Goldie's life in the following 7 sentences. Be in community. Give back to your community with time and money. Be educated. Volunteer, especially for Jewish causes. Walk. Enjoy what you eat. I'm sad to say this, and remember that you don't necessarily have to keep kosher or eat healthy to live a long life. And my favorite, write thank you notes. Real notes on paper that you send snail mail. I still save every single one. 1 month shy of her 114th birthday, on July 8th, 2016, Goldie died of natural causes. May her memory forever be a blessing. Zichrona livracha. When I sit down to write a eulogy, I pore over my notes from the meeting with the family and from the TBS file I have kept forever. I cry a lot most of the time. I try to capture an entire life, never just the end or the illness. As eulogizers, we try to capture what's important to us, and we also try to discern what is important to remember for everyone gathered at the funeral. Only a few people in my 4 decades as a rabbi have actually sat with me before they died and told me what they wanted me to say at their funeral. Those people gave me a gift. We might sum up our lives differently than those who are related to us, work with us, or have befriended us. Each eulogy is very personal, and each reflection on a life contains its own truths. How do you want to be remembered? What 7 sentences would you choose? Yisker comes at the end of 10 days of repentance to help us honor our loved ones who have died. In a world that has gone on, we stop to say we have not forgotten. Yisro comes at the end of a long day of fasting and introspection to help us remember and deal with the pain and emptiness of our life's losses. For this one day a year, we stop to think about life, death, and how we navigate both as we continue to live. I believe that Yisro has another purpose that we don't often talk about. It comes to remind us that we need to decide who we want to be and become in life. It calls us to be our best selves, even as we hold the memories of our loved ones close. Yom Kippur reminds us in a profound way that the work we do on this holiest day is designed to improve the character and humanity that we put forth in the world every day to follow. Yisro gives us time to remember our loved ones and ultimately to decide the way we want to be remembered when our time to leave this earth comes. Too often, all that remains for an adult child when a parent dies is the yelling or criticism remembered and relived. Too often, all that remains for a loved one who survives is the memory of missed opportunities, things left unsaid, and recollections of a complicated relationship that may have diminished over time. Sometimes we struggle to remember the good. And sometimes the love and the good is so great that the memories and profound loss hurt so much. Bereft in grief, the touch and embraces shared, the celebrations and cherished moments flood over us like the waves of a tsunami. Memories can be overwhelming, even as they are loving and precious. It is beautiful to see that a life can inspire and nurture, sustain and support even after death. We leave our legacy of love as a sacred tie that binds heaven and earth for eternity. All of those we have touched and their recollections of us keep our memory alive and honor the life we have led. When a child eulogizes a parent with love and respect, I feel a lifetime of caring recorded in both the parent and the child's book of life. I began at Rosh Hashanah talking about it being Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. And I asked, what are we remembering? Yisro, too, is our time to be tasked with remembering. Yom Kippur, just as Rosh Hashanah, is a day of remembrance. How could we not remember on the holiest day of the year? In the quiet of God's house, we reflect on those whose lives shaped ours and all the moments we shared with them. For each one of us, our memories are personal and private. At first reflection, it would be impossible to sum up the lives of the people we loved in 7 sentences. It would be hard to sum up any life in 7 sentences. And then, on second thought, it isn't that hard at all. He loved, he gave, he worked hard, he was charitable. He helped his community. He made a difference. He lived his values. That's a full life. She gave life. She gave generously. She did everything with a full heart. She transformed her profession. She healed. She studied. She created. We can use verbs. She kvetched. She gossiped. She criticized, she neglected, she spent, she took, she needed. Or she laughed, she cried, she touched, she smiled, she listened, she believed, she remembered. Or we can use adjectives. He was selfish. He was distant. He was driven. He was arrogant. He was cynical. He was remote. Or he was kind. He was generous. He was thoughtful. He was calm. He was athletic. He was faithful. He was grateful. Or use nouns. He was a husband. He was a father. He was a businessman. He was a philanthropist. He was a volunteer. He was a sports fan. He was a Jew. What seven sentences or nouns or adjectives do you want to be remembered by? What are your seven? Can we really capture a life in just a few words, in just seven sentences? Maybe, maybe not. But we know how we feel today as we have come here to honor a life or many lives. We are grateful. We are lonely. We are sad. We feel blessed for every day we had together. We feel cheated for every day we didn't get to have. We are grieving. And on this Yisker Yom Kippur afternoon of 5778, we are remembering. And as we do, we are reminded to leave here and be the kind of people worth remembering with gratitude, with love, and with respect.
This is my last song. If this is my final day, if tomorrow I'll be gone, what do I want to say? If this is my last song, if it's my time to go, when my body's moving, much hurt there is to heal.
helpless. Has a hungry soul been fed? Has a child stood a little bit taller because of something that I said? Have I left a little kindness? Have I eased a little pain? If so, then I'm glad I came. For that, I'm so glad I came. If this is my life,